I'm speaking today with Dexter Handy, who is running for County Commissioner in Precinct 3 in Harris County. First question I ask everybody is, why are you running for this particular office?
I want to make a positive contribution to the Harris County and the Houston area. I want to make a positive contribution to the Harris County and the Houston area community. I've been a volunteer at various different types of things here in the county, and now it's time to step up to the plate to do more.
County commissioner precincts aren't exactly drawn to be electorally competitive, and county commissioners themselves often have large amounts of campaign funds available to them. You know, what's your plan? How do you hope to run this race in a competitive fashion?
Well, just like I did in the Air Force, I should tell you, I've got 28 years of service in the military. I retired as a lieutenant colonel. I'm an Air Force Academy graduate, as is my wife, and she's a physician at MD Anderson Cancer Center. We have extensive project management and leadership background. Yeah, do it like you do anything else in the government and the military. You analyze the situation, you look at the population, you look at the needs, and you then develop a target to figure out how to get your issues and words out. Now I know Precinct 3's got about 300,000 people, 453 square miles of area. But I also know that there are a lot of people that don't feel like they have access to the government. It's not an open government. I also know that crime is still an issue. People are not necessarily safe from home invaders. They're not safe from people in the shopping centers. I have got to get the word out to those folks that I can make that change. And I'm doing it just like most other candidates. We're reaching out via the telephone to our constituents. We're doing mailing to the folks out there. We are going to each of all the different civic groups and clubs and area parties to get the word out that, hey, there's a person in town who's got ethics and integrity and cares about the people and wants to make a change.
All right. Well, what changes specifically would you like to see with Commissioner's Court?
Well, first and foremost, an open court. Right now, you can find out when the court's going to be held online. You can find out what the agenda is. The last one's about 32 pages. But you only get 3 minutes to speak your piece. And that may or may not really do anything for your cause or what you care for if you're a constituent that wants something to happen in your neighborhood. The actual minutes are only available down at the the county clerk's office. You got to drive down there. If you're living out in Katy, that's kind of hard, isn't it? You know, why can't they have it accessible at each of the community centers? Why can't the minutes be on the internet just like the agenda? And more importantly, you want a commissioner who gets back to you with some fair and honest answers. And we're not there right now.
In Harris County this year, ethics has been a big issue. All of the candidates for county judge, for instance, have made proposals about requiring, or at least requesting, county officials, such as county commissioners, have their campaign finance reports be available online. They've also suggesting ways of curbing so-called pay-to-play, where, you know, commissioners not take, and county judge not take contributions from people who do business with Harris County. Where do you stand on that?
Well, first and foremost, I should say this. I have discovered that the commissioner's campaign finance reports are online. They are online. And I get to see them, and so I understand even as a new candidate, I definitely have a challenge as far as matching what my opponent has in funds. So that's good. But yes, there needs to be ethics, much like there is in the federal government. When I was a acquisition officer, I could not accept gratuities from the folks that we were doing business with. And more importantly, I could not even allow an appearance of favoritism. We need to do that. We need to enforce that here in the county. If elected, I definitely will. It's been what I've been doing all my time in the Air Force. I see no reason to change it. And I see a need to make sure that the folks that work within Precinct 3 follow those same rules. It's very important.
County commissioners have a lot of capability for doing things within their precincts, roads, parks, bridges, all kinds of things. What, you know, what would be your priority? What would you like to, you know, get down and do as a member of County Commissioners Court?
Well, I will say this. First and foremost, I love the way those parks have been done. We've gone from 9 to about 36 under Steve Raddick's time, who is the current Precinct 3 Commissioner. But we haven't done enough in all the neighborhoods. In the Alif area, for example, they've got about 12 swing sets that I could count, but they've got about maybe 46,000 kids out there. Now, that's not very fair, is it? I've looked at a few of the civic centers. Some of them are very, very, very nice. Others definitely need some help. They need some painting. They need all kinds of touch-up. So we've really got to get all of these civic centers and all these parks and recreations up to the same level. And that's just one area. Do you want to hear more about the roads and the bridges?
Sure.
Okay. Toll roads, I thought were supposed to be a temporary solution. They seem to be a permanent solution, and they seem to be expanding. And there doesn't seem to be a cap on how much we can raise for those toll fees. Some folks, it's the only way they have to go to work. We've got to provide some alternative means of transportation for folks. We looked at light rail across the county a few years ago. That was before my time. It needs to be readdressed. We can't just be one-dimensional.
Do you support the current Metrorail 2012 plan?
I'm not totally familiar with the 2012 plan.
This is the light rail expansion that was voted on in 2003 that currently has extensions to out Richmond Avenue through Galleria and down on the east and southeast ends. Most of these lines have been determined, but there's still some controversy in particular over the one, the Richmond, so-called University's line in Richmond. At least one county judge candidate, Charles Baccarese, has indicated that he has opposition to some of what Metro is doing. So, generally speaking, are you...
I'll say this. I definitely support the concept of Metro Rail all throughout the county. We've got to have that. I lived in the Washington, D.C. area, and I've seen what Metro can do to a diverse population. It makes everybody mobile, and it cuts down on transportation and gridlock, especially during peak hours. But people have to be able to have a say during the development, and they have to be able to come up with some alternatives if necessary so that neighbors don't get caught off guard. Is Richmond the best way? I don't know. But do we need something that goes all the way out to the west? We absolutely do. Let's find something that works.
Well, there's also been talk of commuter rail, in particular out US 290. What is your opinion of that?
I like the concept again. Now, do the people like it? I still need to find out. As I go around and talk to the constituents out that way in Precinct 3, I want to find out what they're saying. But we do need something like that. But we shouldn't just be looking at rail and toll roads. There are some communities where people don't go more than 5 miles from their home to work. Why don't we have bicycle lanes that the county puts in? Why don't we work with the city to make some greenways that are actually commuter greenways that come all the way into downtown? There are some folks out there that bike that distance and would do it. Of course, we've got to go the next step. We've got to put an infrastructure out there. Two bike racks on a bus aren't enough. Perhaps we should also have, in addition to more bicycle applications on the buses, we need to have parking for bicycles, secure parking for bicycles. I see it in some areas, but not everywhere. We've got to work with the businesses to provide lockers and possibly showers, because in the Texas heat, that kind of gets a little difficult. But bicycles are good for people who are healthy. Perhaps lanes for mopeds and motor scooters. I've lived all over the world, and in the Netherlands and in Taiwan. I've seen what motor scooters can do. We've got to look at a whole range of alternatives. It cuts down on gridlock on the highways, and it probably cuts down on environmental pollution as well.
Okay. Obviously, County Commissioner's Court is responsible for setting property tax levels in Harris County earlier this year. They voted on a one penny decrease in the property tax rate. Some people thought that should have been more. Other people thought that, you know, as this would only provide a very modest amount of rate rollback to individual homeowners, that there wasn't any point to it. Do you think that the county is taxing property at an appropriate level, and would you have favored that one set cut or something else?
I don't know yet. I do know that being a property owner, not here within Harris County, but having property elsewhere, taxes hurt. I do want to see some type of solution where we benefit the community, and taxes are the only way to do that. Whether or not we need to raise it a little bit more or cut it a little bit more, I think we need to cut it, but I want to find a way of cutting it without compromising the services that we need to the community. 1 cent, well, I'm not sure what that really does.
Okay. There's also been some push within Harris County to get the state of Texas to lower the appraisal cap on residential properties. Currently, the current law says that you can't have your appraisal raised by more than 10% in a year. Some people have pushed for 5% or even lower. This obviously affects the county's tax revenue. What's your position on property tax appraisal caps?
I think we need them. I've seen the potential for some folks to get priced out of their communities without them. And a person that's lived in their home for a long time shouldn't all of a sudden get to the point where they can no longer afford to live where they've lived.
Now, do you think 10% is the appropriate level, or do you think that should be lowered?
I think it should be lowered.
Okay. Obviously, flooding is a big issue in Harris County. The county has has a preparedness plan in place for hurricanes. Let's start with that. What is your assessment of the county's current level of preparedness for hurricanes?
Well, I would say this. We're doing an adequate job, but we can always do better. I'm a member of the Harris County Citizens Corps. When Katrina hit, I decided I needed to do more than just sit and watch, and so I became a member of the Community Emergency Response Team, and so I really like what's going on there. I like what DOT's doing, but we still don't have clear lines of responsibility for flood control. Too many neighborhoods are being directed to the county for solutions and then being directed back to the city, or being directed to outdated maps, flood maps, which are, again, they've been updated, but people are still confused. It affects insurance rates. It affects the property, because when floods come, people don't care about the fact that it's the city or the county or FEMA. They care about the fact that nobody did enough to keep this from happening, and now their home's flooded. We've got to fix that.
What specifically would you like to see Harris County Commissioners Court do to improve the situation with flood control?
Number one, identify clear lines of responsibility. And if the city doesn't do it, the county really needs to do it. We need to also make sure that FEMA does their job, too. We need up-to-date information, really accurate up-to-date information.
Okay. You have an opponent in the March primary for County Commissioner Precinct 3. When people go to the ballot box on March 4th, why should they vote for you in the Democratic primary?
I would have to say I'm your credible candidate. I have not only 28 years of military service, but that military service carries with it leadership, management, ethics, and understanding of a diverse community. I've worked with folks in multiple countries. I've actually sat down and had to get French generals, German generals, Belgian generals, British generals to all agree on the right approach to take for long-haul communications for air-to-ground operations. If I can do that, I think I can get Democrats and Republicans to work together in this county. Your county commissioner in Precinct 3 should be honest, open, ethical, and handy. I hope you make it, Dexter Handy.
All right, Dexter Handy, thank you very much for talking to me today.
Thank you.